Good morning. A very pleasant good morning to you on this Wednesday, February 6, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a program that we call I Kid You Not. We invite you to call in with your views on the news of the day. So whatever's on your mind, we invite you to join in the discussion. This is not a talk show. This is a talk show. We're not a news hour. Although we do look at what's happening in the land of the free and the home of the brave, some of the stuff, as I say, as I kid you not, I mean, the stuff is unbelievable, but it's happening, where we discuss items that are usually not reported at worst or perhaps underreported at best in our major media, Fox News, CNN, and the Alphabet networks and so forth. We open our phone lines for discussion. So whoever you are and wherever you may be within sound of my voice this morning, thank you for joining us here on RBN, and welcome to our show. Now today, let's take a look at what's happening, or perhaps a better term would be not happening, along our nation's southern border. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace what's happening along our southern border. Now granted, we have not had another 9/11, have we? But that said, there are literally hundreds of thousands of illegals coming, pouring across the southern borders, and we're doing nothing about it, nothing of any consequence. Now think of it this way, while many of our freedoms are being trampled upon under the guise of homeland security, and political correctness is preventing the rule of common sense from, any degree of common sense from prevailing, our southern borders are left essentially wide open, aren't they? Hundreds of thousands, you heard me right, hundreds of thousands of illegals coming across unfettered. It actually amounts to an invasion from the south, not only from Mexico, but let's face it, Venezuela, Costa Rica, these third world countries, and worst of all, perhaps, it's what's referred to as OTMs. The term OTM, what does it mean? It means other than Mexicans. And we actually have Al-Qaeda coming across our borders in huge numbers, and nothing, I repeat to you this morning, nothing is being done. Well, maybe a little bit here, a little bit there, but I mean, essentially nothing is being done by our government, by the Bush administration, to their everlasting shame, to protect this country. And that, and this sounds like I'm off the deep end or something, but that, my dear friend, is an impeachable offense. He is not protecting the United States of America. I was thankful for George Bush on 9/11, as I'm sure many of you were. This country was attacked and is still being attacked. And we answered that attack, and we should have blackened the Middle East and gotten out of there and come home. Instead, it's been over 7 years, which is an absolute disgrace. The funding for the fence has been made, but the building of it is totally ignored. So I'll get to the southern borders in a moment, and we invite your calls at 800-313-9443. So get on the telephone and give us, share us your thoughts on the southern border situation. It's an absolute disgrace what's happening in this nation. And we, as the American people, have got to wake up to the fact that probably nothing's going to be done. Okay, we've got a break coming up, so it's 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone. Talk to me this morning. Don Wayne, back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Our phone here, in case you want to join in the discussion this morning, we're going to be talking about southern borders. Whatever's on your mind, get on the telephone. It's 800-313-9443. You heard my opening. What's not being done along our southern borders is just awful. You know, granted, we've not had another 9/11, but we're being attacked. Whether we want to accept it or not, we're being attacked. From our southern borders up to the tunes of, really, we don't know how many, but it's hundreds of thousands, perhaps. And I've got some information that we'll share as we go along here this morning, so stay tuned. But, you know, before we get into the southern border situation, I came across an interesting item, and this is not some joke. This is for real. This is for real. The question is John McCain eligible to be elected president? Now, that ought to get your attention. Senator John McCain is apparently not eligible to be elected president of these United States under the clear provisions of the Constitution. You hear me? Senator John McCain is apparently not eligible to be elected president of the United States under the clear provisions of the Constitution. McCain is not a natural-born citizen, inasmuch as he was born in the U.S. Navy Hospital in the Panama Canal Zone, which was never part of the United States. The Constitution states that no person, except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, shall be eligible for the office of president. Now, the 14th Amendment did not alter this provision. The status of the U.S. Navy Hospital in the Panama Canal Zone is described by the U.S. Department of State in its Foreign Affairs Manual. It's described this way, quote, again, this is from the U.S. Department of State, its Foreign Affairs Manual, quoting, despite widespread popular belief, U.S. military installations abroad and U.S. diplomatic or consular facilities are not part of the United States within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. A child born on the premises of such a facility is not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and does not acquire U.S. citizenship by reason of birth. Now, don't you think this issue should be addressed as soon as possible? Here's a guy running for president of the United States. He's not eligible. Now, you won't hear about this on Fox or CNN or the Alphabet networks because they're too busy telling you about Britney Spears and O.J. Simpson. I rest my case. But this is red meat to me. I'm going to dwell on this as long as I have breath because it's so obvious. It's an obvious problem with John McCain that won't be discussed. It's not politically correct. The powers that be have anointed him and Hillary Billery to run in this election. They don't care who wins, Democrat, Republican. They control both of them. So why should they care? They certainly don't want a Ron Paul coming along. He's not a member of their group. But, I mean, that's the situation we live in. So I'm just going to, just for the sake of things, in case you might have missed it, the status of the U.S. Navy Hospital in the Panama Canal Zone, this is where John McCain was born, as described by the U.S. Department of State in its Foreign Affairs Manual, quote, despite widespread popular belief, U.S. military installations abroad and U.S. diplomatic or consular facilities are not part of the United States within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. A child born on the premises, as was McCain, or such a facility, is not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and does not acquire U.S. citizenship by reason of birth. So he's not a U.S. citizen. Oh, I know, he's a war hero, but he's not a U.S. citizen, and according to the 14th Amendment, not eligible to run for the presidency. So that ought to give you something to chew on over the water cooler this morning, huh? And I'm almost positive you're not going to hear too much about this on the mainstream media, the alleged media, the media that's under the control of a shadow government, which is chosen, as I indicated a moment ago, I can't say it any clearer. They've anointed McCain and Clinton to run up for the respective parties. Boy, I'll tell you, this nation of ours, this once great constitutional republic, is in serious, serious trouble, is it not? Or is it just me? Tell me where I'm wrong. Okay, we're going to discuss the border and get on the telephone out, 800-313-9443. Tell us your views on this or any other subject that might be on your mind this hour, in the hour that we call I Kid You Not. Well, it seems that a congressional aide, you've heard about the two Border Patrol agents that were sentenced to 10 and 12 years respectively for protecting you against Mexican drug smugglers, the Bush administration having done nothing to their eternal disgrace to right this wrong. But anyway, a congressional aide who visited Ignacio Ramos, one of the two, in prison, has said that the convicted Border Patrol agent appeared emaciated. What an awful thing. Appeared emaciated, losing more than 40 pounds in solitary confinement. This is probably another story that you probably won't get on any of the alleged news media. Ramos, who's appealing his 11-year sentence for the non-lethal shooting of a Mexican drug smuggler, has been in a, quote, special housing unit since he was beaten by inmates in February, at the medium security federal correctional complex in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Now, this is according to Tara Satmeyer, a spokeswoman for Representative Dana Rohrabacher, Republican of California. What are your thoughts on that? Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the southern borders today. He was happy to see me, she said, but overall he was very emotional. He He's terribly demoralized, languishing in solitary for 135 days takes its toll, she said. The men who bloodied Ramos with kicks from steel-toed boots are in the same unit as he is. Are you listening, Bush? I like to put the name president in front of anybody that sits in the White House if I respect him. I have completely and totally lost respect for George Bush. And I'm, it's just the way it is. And I think any clear-thinking person, when he analyzes this thing, what are these two men doing sitting in prison down there? The people, the illegals that were smuggling marijuana into this nation, they're not sitting in prison. They're out free, aren't they? And yet we imprison our Border Patrol agents for doing their job. To me, it is just absolutely unbelievable. And we as a nation sit by and say and do nothing while our media continues to dumb us down with who killed Cock Robin questions when it comes to these Democrat and Republican debates. Tell me where I'm wrong. Disagree with me. Please do. Although the prison tries to make a distinction, the protective measures are punitive. So he suffers of the same restrictions as those that are there for disciplinary reasons. A lockdown had been implemented prior to Satmar's visit on June 11th, and Ramos had not received a hot meal in 4 days, she said. Ramos's wife, Monica, visited him Monday and reported he was in the same condition. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Davey in Texas, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Sir Don.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm mad.
Well,
I'm mad as hell.
We all be hopping mad and have our
pitchforks out. And so should you be, Davey. You're right down there in Texas amongst them.
Yes, sir. I say we ought to all be hopping mad with our pitchforks in there and just hopping mad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, say, have you ever heard of W.W. Newcomb?
Negative. Negatory.
Well, he used to teach a class at the University of Texas. He was in the anthropology department down there, and he taught a class called The Indians of Texas. And he wrote a book called The Indians of Texas. And you can sometimes find a copy in a used bookstore for, you know, half price.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point being that, you know, whenever cartographers start drawing those imaginary boundary lines we call borders, they do it ostensibly because somebody's paying them. Is that correct?
Well, you can always trace all of these ills of this nation back to the money source.
Well,
most of them.
Let's try
most of our nation's ills are caused by a money trail somewhere.
Right. Have you ever heard of Ezekiel Hernandez?
Negatory.
Well, he was a shepherd boy down there in the valley down in South Texas, and he was shot by a couple of Marines. He was out tending to his goats, and they shot him and killed him. And the Marine that shot him was represented by Jack Zimmerman, who was also Steve Schneider's attorney. Do you remember who Steve Schneider was?
You know, I really should. You know, Davey, I should remember these stories, but
well, Steve,
I feel embarrassed to say again, no, I do not.
Well, Steve Schneider was allegedly...
Well, okay, Davey, hold on. That's interesting. Stay with us now, 800-313-9443. I'm speaking with Davey in Texas. Get on telephone, talk to us. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you, as we usually are in this time period between 8 and 9, Monday through Friday. We encourage your calls to join in the discussion. Today we're talking about the southern border, and we have Davey, who's down there amongst them. Davey, go ahead and continue with what you were sharing with us. Very interesting.
Well, I was recounting about Jack Zimmerman and the Ezekiel Hernandez case. And I tied it to Steve Snyder because Steve Snyder was inside Mount Carmel at Waco, and Jack Zimmerman and Dick DeGuerin actually went into the building during the siege. The issue arises, actually, who are the terrorists in this world? And, you know, you traced it back to the money changers.
Okay, now, Davey, that's a link. I was about to interrupt you and say, let's stay with the southern border thing, but you're going to link this up with terrorism. Is that
right,
correct?
The southern border, because Ezekiel Hernandez, the military personnel that were out there, on Texas soil, okay, these are U.S., and this was after Mount Carmel, where a foreign army came into Texas and murdered a church full of people. Okay, that was an act of war against the soil of Texas, the peace and dignity of the soil of Texas, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, after that, Ezekiel Hernandez is shot by two U.S. Marine soldiers on Texas soil, and neither Marine is prosecuted for the murder. And Jack Zimmerman represents the Marine that shot Ezekiel Hernandez. The point being that when we start drawing these imaginary boundary lines, like there's the Rio Grande, which serves as a natural boundary line, but we never trace back who the money interests are involved in having those boundary lines drawn so that they can exploit the people within those boundary lines.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes all sorts of sense, Davey, and I was about to interrupt you there and keep you on topic with the southern border, and there is I guess a certain link there.
Well, it's highly offensive to Texans to see a Bolshevik coming into Texas saying we need a border wall when most of the people have lived harmoniously in this region for, you know, centuries, actually.
So let me see if, Davey, let me see if I understand you then properly, if I may ask you.
Okay.
Are you in favor of or not in favor of a border to protect our southern, or a fence, I'm sorry, to protect our southern border?
Well, in the analysis of that, I would say we need to arrest the terrorists that murdered a bunch of...
No, are you in favor of or not in favor of a fence across our southern border?
I'm not in favor of a fence at all, because the terrorists who print currency here and send armies into Texas to murder people inside of churches need to be arrested first. Okay, and then
that's your opinion, Davey, and you're well entitled to it. But we're going to have to move on now, as we want to try to stay as close to the southern border subject as we possibly can. But thank you again for joining us this morning, Dave. We appreciate your input. Really, I do.
Thank you. And we'll keep your eye on those snake oil salesmen out there. Have a good day, Don. Thanks.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling, Davey. Well, you know, the latest coming from the folks that live down there, along the southern border. Of course, I suppose if you don't live along the southern border, these issues don't really concern you, do they, huh? Absolutely they do. We better start taking note. We better start waking up as a nation that we're under attack across our southern borders. Now, you hear the mainstream media and the talking heads constantly reminding us, well, we haven't had another 9/11. No, we haven't. But worse, we've been infiltrated. No one knows how many illegal aliens have swarmed across our southern border. And nothing, I repeat, nothing as in nothing is being done about it, of any consequence at all. I think the last I heard there was something like 12 to 14 miles or some silly thing of the fence being built. And neither party, Republican or Democrat, is willing to do anything to defend this country against that. And yet we're shedding our blood and our treasury over there in the sandbox called the Middle East. To what avail? We're standing around over there as targets for the insurgents. Now we're winning. Thanks to our troops. Thanks to General Petraeus, we're winning that war. And yet the Democrats can't get out of there soon enough, can they? And all the while, here's the link, if you think there's no link here. It's B as in B, S as in S, because all the while they're coming across our southern border, and we don't know how many. We don't know how many of these people are coming, and do you think they have the best interest? Do you think they're just coming across here for a job? If you think that, I've got some oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell you. Wake up and hear the birdies sing. It's time we all have to. We have to sound a wake-up call. Because too many of us are walking around in a daze, and we're not aware, or at least we're not aware enough of what's happening to this once great nation. I speak of it in past tense. Can we save it? I hope and I pray that we can. And that's why I'm lending my voice to this effort on this hour, on this RBN network every day, so that we can hopefully get the message across. And we're not just Johnny One Note here. We're not just going to dwell on a particular subject and that's it. We've got so many issues that are affecting this nation. And, of course, our southern borders is just one. Call your congressmen, call your Senate people, and get in touch with your people and say, hey, enough already. Okay, we've got another break coming up. 800-313-9443. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining us. I kid you not, that's the name of our show here. And some of the things that we discuss on this hour are so unbelievable that, to any person, they might seem, the truth is always stranger than fiction, isn't it? Kathy in Texas, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hey. About the fence. I don't think that we should have a fence. I don't think we should emphasize a fence.
What do you mean emphasize? Wait. What do you mean emphasize a fence? How else are you going to keep them out?
Well, make sure that they are not receiving government benefits.
Oh, I see. How are you going to do that?
Well, usually, the people that receive government benefits have to have a Social Security number or some identification.
Oh, come on, that's a 50. Kathy, that's a 50. I mentioned this yesterday on this show.
I missed that show.
Fraudulent IDs. Fraudulent IDs is a $50 billion with a B, $50 billion a year business. Uh-huh. So forget that. Go on. Continue.
Oh, so because of the electronic age that we get stuck in the middle because people can't identify who may be committing fraud with the welfare. Well, I believe, though, that the personal property definitely should be able to build their fence. And maybe the feds, instead of building a fence...
Whoa, you mean... Okay, now let me stop you again. You mean that the property owners along the southern border, they're responsible to protect their property from illegal aliens, and that sort of relieves the federal government of any obligation at all. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. I think that they should be allowed to have their fence, and if they're are violated by anybody, be it an illegal immigrant or anybody else coming across the border, they should be able to prosecute that person. And I would assume that it would be
if that illegal comes across our border illegally and rapes his wife, the wife of a property owner, a United States citizen, what would you do?
Well,
would you just slap him on the wrist and tell him to go home? They're naughty boys. They shouldn't do that, or what?
No, I would think that it. On that property, it would never happen because the man would be shot before he got into the house.
Okay.
My dogs would kill him or something. I don't know.
They won't be shot if the Democrats and some misguided Republicans have their way and take your gun.
Right. I agree. And that's why I think I don't think we need a fence. We need to start standing
maybe
up for ourselves.
Hey, Kathy, are you suggesting that we place a few cannons along the border or something, or what?
No, but I think one of the main problems is that these people are committing crimes, and somehow people are just turning their backs on them. And the fact that they're putting them in jail and then letting them out and not deporting them is outrageous.
Well, see, that's now we're starting to somehow get on the same page here. I said earlier, I'm mad.
So am I.
I'm justifiably mad at the total irresponsibility of those elected officials who refuse to do anything to protect you and me and all Americans from this invasion from the South.
Well, I don't know that they're responsible, Don, for protecting us. It's a matter of fact is that they're leaving a bowl out there for these people to come in and commit these crimes, and then they're allowing them to do it.
Good.
And I don't, in that respect, maybe they do protect us, but I really, truly believe the government is there to protect us.
Don't be under the misimpression that the government, that the federal government or some of these state governments even are doing the right thing as far as protecting the citizens of this nation.
Right.
And I may sound like a far right-wing fanatic, and I'm anything but. I can guarantee you that.
On the other hand,
to me, that is an impeachable offense. I'm not some fanatic, trying to impeach everybody. But I mean, to me, and I think if our founders were here joining in this conversation this morning, any one of them would agree with me. You see where I'm coming from?
Well, Don, on September 11th.
How do we treat politicians, elected officials who are not maintaining their oath of office? How do we do that? The Constitution gives us the right to impeach them. But we won't do it.
I don't know, Don. How do we go about
it? We haven't got the backbone or the guts to do it.
What do we have to do? Go and arrest them personally? I mean, we have to see the crime being committed.
We're in an election now. And when we go in and step into that election booth, we better be thinking who we're pulling the lever for. Because we only have ourselves to blame.
I have a question, too, about election. Do you know, Don, in the election process, do the people actually go in and we make the electors know what we feel, and then it's the electors that pull the actual lever for the delegate, right? I mean, that actually vote.
So you're saying they're up to no good. They're not to be trusted.
I'm not
disputing that, Kathy. I'm asking you. Do you feel that there's election? I mean, Jimmy Carter went down to Venezuela or Costa Rica or some third world nation down there in Venezuela and said, hey, their elections are on the up and up, and we don't have honest elections in this country.
Well, you know,
there's no paper trail.
No, you're right.
There's no paper trail for these electronic machines.
And that's
a good point you touched on, though. Is that your contention that with these electronic voting machines where there's no paper trail, that there's all sorts of chicanery going on?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Kathy,
we've got to move on. I've got some data here that I want to share with you and our listeners here. But as always, we appreciate your input, Kathy, and thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Have a good day.
You bet. Okay, now, this from our studios in Texas, and I think it's so great that I want to share it with you. It's under the caption, if this doesn't open your eyes, nothing will. It's from the L.A. Times. 40%. You hear these politicians talking about, oh, boy, these people come in and they pay taxes and they deserve all our welfare benefits and all that kind of nonsense, right? Listen to this. 40% of all workers in L.A. County. Now, L.A. County has 10.2 million people. 40% of those, do the math, are working for cash and not paying any taxes at all. Now, this is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Georgie Porgy Puddin' and Pie. I don't like to show disrespect for the office of the presidency of the United States. This man deserves no thinking person's respect for what he is. He's not a conservative. He was elected, to, in my estimation, under false pretense. He's a one-worlder, world-without-borders type of a person who is selling out our sovereignty. That's a subject for a couple of other programs. We can do a lot of programs on how the Bush administration is selling out the sovereignty of this nation in addition to this other thing. I don't know how he could do more harm to this country than he's done. Okay, that's number one. Number two, 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. Get that number. Now, that's out of 10.2 million people. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. Let's go on. 75% of the people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are, if you guess, illegal aliens, you get a cookie. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal whose births were paid for. If you say taxpayers, again, you get a cookie. Nearly 35%. Oh, gosh. This is just awful, isn't it? Nearly 30. You're not going to hear this on Fox News, CNN, or any of the alphabet networks, but you'll hear it here. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals here illegally. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. Of course, to them, that'd be a mansion compared to what they were living in Mexico, which was probably a cardboard box or something like that. The FBI. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. That's half, 50%. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 21 radio stations in Los Angeles are Spanish-speaking. Was it Gray Davis, when he was governor of California, said, would the last white person out of California please turn out the lights? That's the Democrats' typical thinking. We're going to pop, maybe elect one of them. If that doesn't keep you awake nights, nothing will. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people. McCain's not much better, don't get me wrong. That's another program, though. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English. And 3.9 million speak Spanish. It's almost 50-50. And again, I remind you, there are 10.2 million people in L.A. County. All 10 of the above are from the Los Angeles Times. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops. Now, if our break is coming up, Kerry, make sure you got me potted up down there so I can hear you. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops. 2%. But how many times do you hear, well, they're here because they're doing jobs nobody else wants. But 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results from immigration. 29% of inmates in federal prison are illegal aliens. We're a bunch of fools for letting this continue. Are we not? So there, put that down in your I kid you not category. And this crossing the wires recently, illegals are using fire to clear border towns. U.S. Border Patrol agents are seeking to secure the nation's border, and some of the country's most pristine national forests are being targeted by illegal aliens who are using intentionally set fires to burn agents out of observation posts and patrol routes. And, you know, may I add, when these fires were going on over, out there in California this fall, the media couldn't, as soon as these fires began and they were out of control and everything, the media couldn't get on the air fast enough and say, but this is not terrorist related. This is not terrorist related. How do they know? But that's on their agenda. They don't want you and I, as the average person out there, to catch on to the fact that we're being invaded. We've got huge problems with the illegals in this country, and we're doing essentially nothing at all about it. That's my beef. That's what we're trying to remind everyone of, that our government is failing us. It's failing us miserably. All three parts of our federal government, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branches of our government, I submit to you this morning, are completely and totally dysfunctional. What's your thoughts on it? 800-313-9443. And we've got this coming election now, and doesn't look too good, does it? Last month, the Border Patrol, in a single operation, targeting illegal aliens, causing what Forest Service official called significant damage to the Coronado National Forest, apprehending more than 300 illegals along just a 3-mile section of the Arizona-Mexico border, and confiscated, get this, 6,000 pounds of marijuana in a 10-day period. That's the same group that that these two agents that are sitting in prison now were trying to prevent from coming across the border. You know, it is. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Or is it just me? I don't think so. At least 5 fires were set below a Border Patrol observation post during an operation in an effort to burn the agents out. That's according to a Forest Service report. The fires were extinguished. No one was arrested, of course. Wildfires are being set by alien and drug smugglers to create a diversion in an attempt to gain undetected access across the border. The fires correspond to a dramatic rise in assaults against Border Patrol agents, up more than 100% over last year. And when the Border Patrol agents are trying to defend themselves and you, the Bush administration puts them in prison. And these judges, it's just awful, I submit to you. And I don't know if the American people are of a backbone enough to do anything about it. We blithely go into the election booth and putting the same people back in office. And that's what's happening in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. So get on the phone. What are your thoughts? 800-313-9443. Now, the immigration bill, that this is just recently now, the immigration bill before the United States Senate, you shouldn't be calling it an amnesty bill, because that gives the marauders masquerading as legislators an excuse to call you a mean-spirited racist. This is from Jane Chastain. She's a wonderful reporter. She says when you use the word amnesty, they look down their out-of-joint noses at you and treat your objection as a simple difference of opinion. Theirs, of course, being definitely, I mean, I'm quoting Jane Chastain now, theirs being, of course, infinitely superior to yours. Or, put better, Jane, the elitist mentality that's so prevalent today, not only in our media, but in our politics. And they assert that if you read the bill they want you to buy as comprehensive immigration reform and have the ability to understand it, you will share their enthusiasm for it. Interesting. So don't call it amnesty. Call it, she's got a new word for it. She calls it zamnesty. Words have meanings, don't they? And when there's no word to describe something, a new word must be created. Presently, there's no word in the dictionary that adequately describes the latest flim-flam. Therefore, a new word is in order. So take the Z from the Z visa, created especially for this bill, and couple it with amnesty and the terms that means, in other words, it's a term that means all is forgiven, you know, more the merrier, come one, come all. Zamnesty means that you can stay in the United States and work for slave wages And that, you know, that's the thing. Both parties, to the Democrats, these illegals are what? They're cheap labor. And to the Democrats, they're what? They're cheap. Or to the Republicans, they're cheap cheap votes. Or to the Democrats, they're cheap votes, and to the Republicans, they're cheap labor. I'll get that straight. You know what I mean? So nothing's going to be done about this, I'm afraid. So is this a great country or what? Don't worry, be happy. Come on in. The more the merrier. Get on the telephone. 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, Elaine, Eileen, that's such a pretty name. Eileen from Missouri, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
One thing that I am very, very, I get troubled about, all these candidates go to these black churches and make their pitches, okay? Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen them in any big white churches. Why is that?
Well, they're after the black vote, for one thing. You know, the blacks and the Hispanics are determining our election results, of course. I mean, I don't mean that in a racist way, but let's face it, facts are facts. Go ahead.
Well, so my question is, you know, when I go to church on Sunday, and I go to a Sunday school class, or I listen to a pastor, I hear nothing about what's going on. And it really does concern me. There's nothing about the preparations we need to be making. We have been infiltrated. I said that 2 years ago, and people just looked at me. Well, we love them. I love them, too, but they're infiltrating my country. And what that means is it's less for me and less for my grandchildren. And I have a son in South Texas who they have come across his ranch land twice now, robbed them twice, okay? And he has two young daughters. Now, my
what, if anything, has been done about it?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, I am really mad. I am just outraged that these people sit and... And
that's
when
at
Jesus
least two
is
going
to come, Jesus is going to take care of us. We don't have to worry about it, really.
Am I pronouncing your name right? Is that Eileen?
Yes, Eileen,
Such a pretty name.
Thank you.
I don't mean that patronizingly. I've never heard that name before, and it's such a pretty name. It sings. It's poetic.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am. So, I was in broadcasting some 30 years ago. I can
tell. You've got a broadcasting voice.
Thank you. And back in the 50s, they wanted to hire white women, and I ended up working for a black radio station. And there I learned much. I learned another culture. I learned about faith and how those people stand in the face of adversity. I just don't think that the white or the Aryan race has the nerve or the guts or the courage to stand up.
Well, I couldn't say it any better than that. You're absolutely correct, Eileen.
I just don't know I don't know what to do. I just wish I knew. I wish I could go to every church and stand up and say, people
need
to wake up.
I was in broadcasting for years, and I decided, you know, rather than complain about it all the time, I was going to try to do something about it. And so I'm back here, and I'm trying to, any way I know how here, Eileen, to as you say, wake them up. And, you know, I think a lot of the listeners to RBM are pretty well informed when it comes to many of these issues, and that's what we're trying to do here, you know.
Yeah, I know that you're trying to do it, but, you know, my neighbors, you know, when I talk to them about these things, they just look at me. I gave them freedom to fascism, they give it back to me. Thank you.
Yeah. Eileen, I want to thank you. Don't make yourself a stranger now on this show. Please do stay. We're on the air from 8 until 9 every day, Monday through Friday here on RBN. The show is called I Kid You Not, and we welcome your input, your calling, your discussing these issues with us, and we want to thank you so very much for joining us on this particular day.
Well, thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
So thanks to all of our callers, and my venting... I think that the majority of folks would agree with what we are trying to convey here, is that this nation is in big trouble. I voted for George Bush. I make no because as I always qualify it though, the alternative was unthinkable. So I voted for Bush. And I was so proud of him when he stood up there, you know, with that megaphone and said, "Boy, you're not going to get by with this. You're going to pay for attacking this great nation." I think too many people forget that. Eileen, I think you may agree with that. We've forgotten about 9/11. I don't keep dwelling on it, but I mean, the fact of the matter is this nation was attacked, and we had to do something to defend this great nation, and we did. And I was proud of Bush at that time, but ever since then, he's gone downhill, and that's too bad. Okay, so there's our Don Wayne here. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday. See you tomorrow. God bless.